You're now listening to another episode of This Sense, the podcast hosted by yours truly, Milan Sophia.
She looked at me like, where's the rest of it? And yours, Tiwa.
Yes, guys, you are locked into segment number two of TCP Holiday. This is Amsterdam
part two.
So, yes, we went to Amsterdam
twice. Yeah. Yeah, within the same year.
Yeah. So, we went, the first time we went in August.
October.
Second time we went in October.
Halloween, yeah. So
yeah. End of October.
All right, so the story for this one starts before we even get there. So we start getting booking. Melanie decides she's not booking, so I'm booking. So I'm thinking there, okay, cool. So I'm trying to get this exact same hotel we had because I didn't see the point.
I was confused, like, how did it start before?
I was trying to
get... But tell them why we did Amsterdam part two. Because we've decided that we're not really the type to go to same
country,
place.
Yeah.
Or like to the same place, not the same country in a sense where
I like, can go Rotterdam, yeah, but not the same city.
But not the same city. Yeah, we've been there,
we've done that already. Yeah,
so we're not really that type of.
We're not. You won't catch us in the same city.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were but this time we were because Amsterdam gave us a good feeling the first time, but we felt like we didn't get what we wanted. So we said we're gonna go try again.
In a sense where
we're gonna get high.
So we didn't get the high we wanted to get.
Looking for.
And because. It was so cheap the first time.
We said, why not? And then it was Halloween and we had uni where we just had that Halloween break off and like our timetable kind of worked together. No, it didn't. Because our timetable, she ended up finding out she had an exam because that was for damn. No, yeah. That was Paris.
Are you sure?
Yeah, February. Oh, February because that damn October weekend, we had it.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. That's a different story. Fine. But yeah, so we ended up having the same schedule where this time we decided we're going to do Thursday to Sunday or Friday to Monday, whichever. Thursday to Sunday, and then just do a longer duration. So before we get in there, I was like, oh, man, you book. She said, no, you're booking. I said, all right. Yeah, so I get online, I start looking for, I try to look for the specific and exact hotel.
It was a great spot.
We didn't need it so to be in Central.
Central raises up the prices.
The hotel we stayed, the park that was there was really nice. Like even the walkway.
The area.
It was really quiet.
The train station was 2 minutes from where we were.
Literally.
And we were like about 10, 15 minutes into town.
Yeah, so it was perfect. And we just knew what it was. So I said to her, cool, I'll book. I'm looking at the same hotel. Bearing in mind, I sent this hotel to this girl. She just sees the name
It wasn't the same hotel.
No, I sent this hotel name, the exact hotel name, to you.
But it wasn't the same area.
No, it wasn't the same area, but we didn't realise because when I sent it to her.
No. I think you tried to, but I think they had booking that time.
No, they did. They had booking for both.
They didn't have booking that time, so then you checked to see another one.
Did I?
Yeah.
Because I was thinking. I got the same Holiday Premier Inn, but different area.
I think this one.
No, because then when I sent it to her, because I remember I had the chat, when I sent it to you, I was like, oh, is this the one we stayed in? And you were like, it looks like it and stuff. So I didn't bother doing a deeper check. I just thought, okay, bet this is what we stayed in. We're going to go down. I think this time we paid £1.60, so £10 more for an extra day. We paid £1.66. I remember that specifically because I booked it. So I was like, okay, cool. We're going to go down. We're going to do this time and try and get high this time. So we get there, I think, is this a late flight, early?
This one's a late afternoon one.
Late afternoon, we get there. We went straight, we put our hotel, as we get there, we've gone to get the ticket. We've got in the little
passes,
card pass
the train. Passes.
We've gotten on the train, we've got into where we need to go just to find out.
This was... I can't pronounce the Amsterdam airport name. It's Schiphol. Something like that.
Yeah. See it.
This is Schiphol's hotel. Hinton, whatever. Yeah.
Next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was the airport hotel type.
But this was a bit further out.
I don't know how it's airport hotel.
Yeah,
because
it was a bit further out than
on the opposite direction.
Yeah. Further out on the opposite. So we were there like, okay, cool. As we're going, my lady's looking at me like, this ain't the same distance.
Yeah.
She's looking at me
I let you book something. And
she's like, you're never booking again.
You bring me to some out of nowhere ends. This looked like the ghetto.
Yeah. She's like, this ain't again. And then we get there, like we can't even use the card.
Bro, we're trying to leave the train station.
So I was like,
Tiwa, try yours. I'm like, wait, I know I just paid for this today, so how's it not working? So we click help.
Yeah, and them guys like, this ain't the right station. When you come out,
you're outside of Amsterdam.
When you come out this place, you're outside of Amsterdam. We're looking at each other
like, one stop outside of Amsterdam. So yeah. Tiwa taught me outside. So we weren't even staying in Amsterdam anymore.
No, we were outside. I don't know what city we were, but we were outside Amsterdam.
So you said you won't be confused. You're outside Amsterdam. So first of all, I've paid about 30 euros for a car that doesn't even work.
Yeah,
to get me home, to get me back to the hotel. So I was really looking.
This was even before we got to the hotel.
I was looking at her. Yeah,
and then to make it worse,
in the name of Jesus, she never
said,
again.
She won't even look at. She said, "You're not booking again. What is this?"
I left her.
It wasn't even
I
that. To top it off,
I said, get outside. Let's go to the hotel.
When we come at the station, and we start walking to the hotel, that's where this girl will not stop talking.
When I'm bothered, I'm not letting it go.
She started talking.
I'm not letting.
We're dragging it up.
We got a suitcase. We were walking for time.
Nah, it was a bop.
Cutting corners for time. I'm like, what's going on?
It was a bop. So we're there.
Where are we going? Then guess what?
I'm walking the front. She's walking behind. She's talking.
I'm sure I walked across the motorway to get to the
hotel. No. At this point, it wouldn't surprise me. So she's talking, walking, and I'm there like, I can hear everything she's saying, but I'm not paying attention because I'm annoyed as is, but I can't really say much because I booked it. So I'm there putting my look. Like, and then because we're tired. You know, anything to do with flight, it just makes you tired. So we're there
like, and this one's a late one as well.
Yeah, we're just there like, oh, okay, cool. We get to the hotel now. We've checked in. It's whatever. We knew we were going out to eat. So we've gone back to, we went straight back to where we ate the first time. We've done that. And then we just walked. I think we did the district that night.
No, but when we got back to the hotel, we realised they had shuttle buses.
Yeah.
So that's what safety was.
Yeah, they had shuttle buses. But I felt like we only used shuttle buses twice.
No, we used it a few times.
Did we?
So, okay. I think we might have used it that evening, actually. I think they had a late
one. Yeah, we got a late one. I don't know how we got back to the hotel, but...
I don't know how we got back to the hotel. Yeah, we took that. We went and we just got some food. We went back to our restaurant.
Restaurant, yeah. We went back to our famous restaurant.
If I could tell
they knew us by this point because we went back and it was just whatever.
Yeah, we went there
and then we just walked the strips. We just said, what's different that we didn't do the first time? So we just started looking into things.
Did we do the red district that night?
We did it nighttime and morning. We went to the, apart from the sex museum, we went into the little... I think it wasn't that night. I'll say it when we get there. But we did the red district that night, but there was nothing going on. So we just walked it. Because I remember doing it during the day and I was like, just...
No, but yeah, we walked it and there was girls there.
No, it was daytime as well. Because I remember doing this. I remember being shocked out of my life.
No. When we went that night, I think it was that same night we went to the district. Yeah. It's the night that same night you experienced something.
Was it that night?
I think it was that night. It's either it was that night or it was the night that we smoked.
It was the night we smoked because I remember your pink hoodie. You had a hoodie that because that weather was horrible.
So our first night.
We just walked about and then we went back to the hotel. We didn't do it because it was quite late.
No, we smoked that night. That's the first time.
If that's that night, then we didn't get there that late then.
But we didn't get there that night.
So we said, let's find ourselves a coffee shop after we ate.
No, we had a vote. We deliberated together and we were like,
come to the consensus.
We're going to smoke.
Yeah, we said.
We're not too good for this. If you want to experience it, let's try everything properly.
Because we know it's like...
We can tick the boxes.
And then we know that it's like, we're not going to come back and do it again. Like, we know our stuff. Like, that's not in us. Like, we don't... Yeah. Like, you will
never do it again.
Yeah, like...
So if there's ever point you wanted to smoke me, you would have to be in Dam.
You had to be there to smoke me. And then it was just there. So we got into like this...
It's a very small shop.
We looked at it and we bought... We went twice.
The first time, the pre-rolled one.
It's the second night, that's when the experience happened. So
we paid the pre-rolled one because ain't none of us not to roll.
Well, what's our business?
So we asked for a pre-rolled one, but we asked for one that had very small...
Minimum grams, micrograms, whatever you lot call it.
No, milligrams of weed inside, TCH.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. it was a weak strain.
Yeah, weak strain. Yeah, there we go.
So we had that pre-rolled.
And we just sat in a corner, sat upstairs. We got a little drink. We got a little peach tea, something like that. And we sat upstairs and we're like, we're about to do this. And we looked at each other, we got a little like, we're just there like this.
We were like 2 weeks. We actually like two
I'm there like, she's like, you're not doing it properly.
We were like too neat.
Nah, it was too funny. It was too funny.
Like two absolute neeks.
You know we had no business doing it. Like no, if you came in, you would look at us and be like, what are these two doing? You think we're kids. You would actually think, what are this 15-year-old doing?
We tried it. We just tried to smoke. You know.
And then like, she was like, you're not inhaling. You're just.
Yeah.
This is how you know it's not made for me.
Inhale it. Inhale it. Me, I don't think I was even doing it properly.
But she knew to a certain degree, I need to inhale it. So I'm there like. She's like, you're not doing nothing. So I'm there like, I'm just there like.
She was too calm. I feel like as when you first smoke, you should. If you don't cough, you're not doing it right.
I didn't cough till the second time.
Yeah, but that's what I said. The first time, I feel like if you don't cough, you're not doing it right because it should irritate your lungs because you've never done it before. After a while, you get used to it.
So. Yeah.
But we took it like, we thought we did.
We were doing something. We were doing it and then we take a little sip of the drink.
Like we had
spit in our hand.
We had drinking the upper hand.
You thought we were doing something. Nah, we weren't.
We thought we were that.
Nah, I weren't even it.
Time goes, we do that thing, we chill for a little bit.
Yeah, and then we start walking about, we're just like, if it hits, we'll go. Yeah, this time we knew not to buy snacks.
We didn't know, we were just chilling, walking around. Time went by.
This time we knew we weren't getting snacks. Like, we knew better.
Nada, good, yeah. So nothing was happening.
So we're just like, you know what? We're going to go back to the hotel. We'll go again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because that was the mission we came for.
So that's day one.
That was Friday.
You smoked,
nothing Thursday, happened. Sorry. That was Thursday.
Day one, you smoked, nothing happened. Let down.
Friday
come. I don't know if it was in the morning that you're talking to Ashara about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was before. It was afternoon time because we had breakfast and we just walked. Because we did the dungeon again on Friday. Didn't we? And like, we weren't doing anything. And then before we went into a different coffee shop this time, because that coffee shop is on our way to the restaurant.
Yeah. No. We did a mini golf. The dark mini golf.
Glow in the dark, yeah.
Glow in the dark mini golf.
We did glow in the dark. That's pretty cool. I recommend it.
So there's glow in the dark mini golf. We tend to do these small little activities. Like that Amsterdam is, it's the thing about these type of activities, it's like it's city ones, it's not like you can do like big
things, yeah. Like, that's not that kind of holiday.
You have to do small city, so with them, a lot of people go there just to get high, but we're like, we're in the city,
let's explore.
So we like to explore the cities when we go on holiday. So we're like, let's just do stuff. Obviously, we did a canal cruise before already. We were thinking of going to the Madame Tussauds thing,
did we do that again?
We did an evening one this time.
Yeah, okay.
We were thinking to do the Madame Tussauds as well, but it's just...
It didn't happen.
It was like 30, 40 euros to go in and see
the thing is, people think we go and spend money recklessly. No, we actually... We look into things. No, you're not about to drop us money. I don't even do it here. Slap it, go away.
To go see a clay version or whatever of someone else. So we went to the... Glow in the dark
mini golf, which was alright.
Then we were just walking around with like those like street performances that we were watching.
Yeah,
we were watching that. There's quite a few. Well, I don't know if you did the escape room that day.
We did the escape room. Because we did the escape room and went zoo.
Okay, so that's the next day then.
Yeah.
So in that day we went back to.
No, we did the escape room that day because it was nighttime because we had to get the bus. Remember, I remember we had to get the bus to the escape room to come back into town because that's when we end up going back into the coffee shop to call. Then I called the shower room and getting ready to go back to the coffee shop because we were running late. I had booked the escape room that day.
No, the escape room was the next day because I remember what I was wearing that day. The same thing I wore to the zoo. But anyway, so we didn't go escape this day. This day we went back to. Different coffee shop.
We went to the dungeon that day. We did dungeon twice because that's when we tried to scare people. This time we're out here touching people's feet.
I don't know why I went dungeon twice.
I just thought we'd be different because it was Halloween time, innit? Because the first time we went, it was August.
Yes, yes.
So we thought we'd see something different.
I think it was like 10 euros each.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing. We said, okay, cool, we're going to scare people. So people are walking. We already knew it was coming up. We're out here touching people's feet, touching people's shoulder.
There's one point in the dungeon where it gets really, really dark.
Dark.
She will come across this guy's leg.
My little leg was about to shit his pants.
The guy got so scared. Oh, I loved it. Ashley loved it.
Nah, so we're there doing that. And then.
So the dungeon's about 10 euros.
Yeah, so it wasn't too bad. Vibe. And then we went to the coffee shop.
Yeah, we went for part two.
Before we went to the coffee shop, there was a meme that came up recently that I sent to her. It said, when you teach your friend how to smoke, like you're teaching them how to write. It was the funniest thing ever. And I sent it to Ashara. Because I was like.
Okay, yeah, because see, where we spoke with one of our friends, Ashara. I don't know if you should say that shit. Yeah.
You said you remember teaching your friend how to smoke. In hell, you dumbass.
that's basically what she said to
yeah.
us. So like, she was like, you need to make sure when you inhale, like, you swallow it.
We look like knitters. Imagine calling someone to be like, how do I smoke?
Like, and she was like, yeah, when you take it in, it's not just, like, you have to swallow.
So yeah, and hold it for a few seconds.
And, like, literally before swallow it, so it goes down into your lungs and caresses the lungs a little bit, sits in there, and then you, because then otherwise you just, blowing in like the smoke.
So we'll try it like that then.
So this time we go to the shop and we wanted to get a strong strain.
And we rolled ourselves.
Because the last time we went, he said, oh yeah, more time. The ones that are already pre-rolled are weaker strains. Yeah. For you to get a stronger strain, you have to roll yourself. We're like, okay, cool. And we're thinking, I personally won't be able to roll straight away. So Amsterdam have these really nice
pot
pre-shaped cone type.
So we got that
already rolled up technically, and they just have enough space that you can put the chip and the weed in it to smoke. And just to even find chip, we didn't want to go buy a pack
for
of
what?
Flipping blue light
for
cigarettes
what?
We're never gonna use it again.
How did you get chip?
So we were looking for someone to ask for.
Yeah, did I ask or you asked?
You asked the lady. Okay. You know me. I don't know, that's tricky.
So we're looking for someone to smoke. So she gave
and then
it to
there's
us.
A lady, and then Till just asked, can I just have a chip? Just to find out they have chips.
Chips, yeah.
In the, then even, and chip is the little cigarette.
We even bought Rizla. Rizla?
So it's the grinder.
So we got the cigarette
from the lady. Don't have to. These coffee shops have chip if you're wondering, guys. Then we went to the shop. We bought the Rizla, but it was already like shaped so that we can use it. We don't have to actually roll it.
We bought a grinder and a lighter. Yeah.
We bought a lighter. Listen. I still have to this day.
Guys, we had a mission.
I still have the grinder. Yeah, we actually had the equipment. We have the equipment ready for
Listen,
us.
Listen, we had a mission.
So we went to the coffee shop. It was a very chill vibe. Music was playing. People were chilling. It smelled horrible. I hate the smell of weed. It smelled absolutely horrible. But what do you expect? And we were looking around. We're like, what we're going to get? We'd like to ask. So we're like,
what do you recommend?
because what should we have?
We spend enough money that we can't keep spending.
Facts. We just want to get high.
Yeah.
We just want to get high. And he gave us one. We bought it. It was about maybe 15 euros.
Something like that.
I don't want to say it might be cheap for people, but to me, listen.
Especially on weed.
When it added up.
It was adding up because we bought one yesterday and it didn't do nothing. It was just like...
Everything just adding up. So, yeah. So, we went upstairs, grinded up the weed. I felt like a boss. I'm just sitting there.
And we got drinks again, by the way. We got drinks again, by the way.
What's ladies? We were feeling... We sat there, we bought drinks again. We just thought, like, yeah.
We got two drinks again. Yeah.
Went upstairs, sat down. I'm there grinding up the weed. I take it. I get the Rizla, a little bit of Rizla, because we followed...
Step by step, Ashara's instruction.
Like, depends how you want it to hit. Put more chip if you want it to be a bit more...
doesn't hit as much,
or if you wanted to hit, put more weed.
I just went, that's even too much, let me take something out.
So I grinded it up, I put it in, and then they have like a little tube where you just push it in, then at the end you just roll the ends to close it. It's very simple, very nice. Got mine ready, got tea ready, had our drink, sipped a little bit of drink before we started, lighted it up, and then
this time
I coughed a couple times.
Yeah, so did I. But not as much as you.
Yeah, I coughed, I was like, I'm doing this one properly. So I went,
how are they? But this time, the first one felt rushed. This time we were there for time.
Yeah, we were just chilling.
Even like the vibe was just calm vibe. Even if we didn't go there, I feel like we would have still chilled there, and even they just got a drink and stuff. So it was proper calm.
I probably wouldn't because of the smell of sleep.
Yeah, but it was like, but
if it was just a normal place, we'd have
it was a calm vibe. Like we sat upstairs in like a little corner, so we just had our space to ourselves. So we're just there, just doing it and looking at each other each time. Like, yeah, I mean,
but yeah. So we did that. Smoked a little spliff again, stayed there a little bit. Then we made our way back to the hotel.
Yeah, hoping this one hits.
Nada.
This was Saturday, by the way. So Saturday,
went back to the hotel. Still sober.
We slept. This is how you know it didn't hit. We woke up for breakfast. If you remember part one, and when we had whatever we had, we did not make a wake up for breakfast. If you remember part one, we did not wake up for breakfast.
This time we were up and ready.
So that was our Friday.
Disappointment again.
Friday. So Saturday we decide, let's not do what we've done already. We're going to go to the zoo. We're going to do escape room. And I think we did the canal that day as well.
Yeah, so we went to the zoo in the morning first.
I went to a pawn shop, by the way. Well, yeah, that's a different type.
You went to what?
We went to a pawn shop. I call it a pawn shop. The little show thing they had where I walked in and I'm seeing my man.
No, that was that's the same evening. Was it the evening before?
It was the evening before because we came back into town after the escape room.
Yeah, so is that?
So, yeah, that evening.
So we went to the zoo.
Before we went to the zoo, we went to town. So we were like, we're going to get mushrooms again because this time we're going to see how it looks. We said to ourselves, if the butterfly is black, we'll probably see pink this time. So
we're like, the first one we took, it was a baby strip.
Yeah.
We took a lighter one because...
we were scared. People sold us dreams. Exactly.
This time we're going to take one of the strongest they have.
Yeah, yeah.
Because why not? If it didn't work the first time, it's going to have to work this time. Yeah. Well, it worked the first time, but not as we wanted.
There was something we're looking for, yeah. So we got it and we just kept it. And we said we're going to take it.
This one's a bit more expensive.
Yeah. So the first one's 10 euros, this was 20. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a bit more pricey.
But it was less of a gram.
Yeah. 5 grams because it was more.
No, the first one was 20. This one was 10.
Because it was more, it was stronger. So another 20. So we said we're going to take it.
So you already spent like 40 something euros in drugs at the moment.
Even more than that at this point.
So yeah, so we went to the
On our way to the zoo.
They have a very big zoo.
Very big.
In the middle of the city of Amsterdam.
So on our way to the zoo, on the train, we start eating the mushroom.
No.
Yeah, on the train, because we wanted to hit it before we got to the zoo. Because you had your water like this. So on our way to the zoo, we ate it. Because my main thing was, I remember telling you, if the butterfly's black, I want to see pink. We ate it before we got to the zoo.
Did we not... Then buy it the day before?
No. We bought it the day before. Yeah, we bought it, took it, and then, yeah. Everywhere. So we had it at the hotel to plan to take it for the zoo.
Yeah.
So we got there now. On our way to the thing, we said, we're not going to hit it too early because that one, like, I think we ate at like 5 and it kicked at like 6, 7, whatever. So we said, okay, cool. It's going to take us a bit of time to get to the zoo. Let's eat on the train, go in and thing. But this time, rather than us chewing it, because it was nasty. It was proper nasty. We took it like a tablet. So.
Like, put it at the back of my foot.
And just drank it with water. That's literally what we did. And then we got there now, got to the zoo, we're just walking about. It's really nice, like, it was actually proper nice. Melina made a friend. She put the video in there as well with a little... You got it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've got it. So I'll put the video there as well. And then I made a monkey friend. Me and this monkey were going back and forth. So we're there. After a certain point, we're like, you good? Yeah, you good? Yeah, it's like, nothing. I was like, stop it. We even got a stronger strain and nothing hit. So we're there like, bunny. At this point, it was like, it's whatever now. I couldn't care anymore because I spent so much money.
Clearly, I'm not making
So we literally, so we said we couldn't care anymore.
And when I said that, it was my famous last words because then I came back to London, had a pair of drugs, and I told you, it humbled me.
That's a short story we could put at the end probably.
That's just another thing.
And then I was just like, they're like, okay, cool. Like, nothing's happened. So I was like, oh, forget it. So we went back into town. I think we ate. And then we just went. I found an escape room. I think this was our first escape room together.
Yeah, so.
I almost broke up my back. Because.
we've always been meaning to do an escape room.
Yeah.
Or T was just looking at things to do. And we found an escape room. Mm. And this is the first of many.
Yeah.
And since then.
We're pros
now. Since then, we've made it a thing that every country we visit, we do an escape room.
I searched up one for Mexico. If they have one, we do an escape room.
So at the moment, every country we've done an escape room.
We've done an escape room.
Yeah, so we did the one in Dam. It was a zombie one.
Yeah. That almost broke up my back.
Tiwa broke up her back.
Lord have mercy.
Scariest shit.
Bro, it's not the scariest we've done.
It was about 45 euros each. Yeah. It's not, depending where you go, escape rooms are not.
I think the cheapest we've paid is Portugal. The cheapest, because I paid 55 for both of us.
Yeah.
So the cheapest we paid is Portugal. But yeah, so we just said, let's do it.
We both paid 25 each.
No, but the escape room. The Dam one was 45 each.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But I'm saying the cheapest we've done in Portugal.
Yeah, so it was 45 euros each, which is...
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, it's just like, yeah. The more people, the cheaper it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what obviously there's only two of us, so it's obviously one's on the expensive side.
Yeah,
but it was fun.
It was fun. We made it, guys.
If you like escape rooms, then Amsterdam have really good ones. And yeah, we advise to just make it a thing where wherever you go, do a different escape room.
Yes.
It's different. It tends to be different everywhere you go.
Excuse me.
And it's just something to do. But yeah, so we did the escape room.
Yeah, we survived. We escaped and stuff. And that was actually fun. It was different. That was our first time doing it. Then we go back into town. But at this point, we're like, so we're going to come down the second time for a mission and not do it. So we go and check the... where we bought mushroom to tell him that, yo, this didn't hit, but it was closed because we were trying to see if we could finesse our way to get another one, but not paying. Yeah, but not paying the exact price we did again because we were just like, yeah, it didn't hit. Because I went there the next day and I was like, it didn't hit. And it was like, did you guys chew or take my tablet?
Amen.
And then he was like, you're meant to chew it. So it was like, because they didn't want to give us nothing. There's
blood vessels around your mouth. So the way it takes it, you got to chew. Word of advice, if you have magic mushrooms, no matter how bad it is, just chew it.
Yeah.
The first time we did chew and then swallow.
Yeah.
This time we just swallowed. But then he did say that even though you swallow, you're supposed to still feel something.
Yeah.
But we didn't feel anything. Nothing. We followed the instructions because you're not supposed to eat beforehand. You're supposed to take an empty stomach. Like, we followed all the instructions and still nada. So.
But yeah, so we went back into town after the escape room. We were just like, we're going to go. So when we didn't find anything, we said, forget about it. So we did the red light district. So while doing the red light district, we're walking, we're just seeing people, spotting people. I was just like, cool. Then we find like this little, when I say seeing, spotting people, I don't mean, like, I was there like this. I was so shocked at my life.
So many girls calling her to come.
I was so shocked at my life. I was there like, no, this can't be it.
Yeah, if you've been down, it's the red light district. If you haven't been down, it's just a district, basically.
It's good to go at night time.
There's a lot of red lights. That's why it's called red light district. But then it's a lot of brothels, basically.
Yeah.
So you've got ladies in the mirrors where they're just calling for a man.
Or even get them to come. Ladies in the mirrors with dick, by the way.
Yeah. And you've got the transgender ones.
Yeah.
That have the... you know, female parts out.
Yeah.
Caught Tiwa off guard because she basically got slapped in the face.
No, because I was not expecting it.
At one point, you're just minding your business.
And I looked at her and you just said, oh.
Turn your head, just for the sake of turning your head. And literally, Tiwa turn her head and then boom.
I said, nah. I said, you see what I see? But she got a pre-warning because I saw it first. So she got a pre-warning, so she was kind of expecting it. You know, it's different when you're not expecting it. So we carried on walking and then
I'll tell you from now, we're very curious individuals.
Very.
So we're up to trying anything
and everything
and to looking at stuff. Like, we'll do anything, everything. I say, if you recommend for us to do something, we'll do it.
We're going to look into it and try and do it. And if I don't do it, she'll do it. If she don't do it, I'll do it.
We're just curious. So obviously in the red light district, they have... not only do they have the brothels where you can go with the ladies, they have what you call like shows and stuff. They have
before that, like, we went into, you see, there's a picture of you hanging with a little chain.
Yeah.
What was that? Was that the sex museum? It wasn't. It was a different kind of like little show. Yeah, but that was next to it because we went there together. Yeah.
It was something.
Because that was free. We just walked in like this. Yeah, so we went into there first and then you had like a little chain. They had like little cages, like BDSM. So it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
you can just
it's like photo ops.
Yeah. And then we did that first.
And it was very pink.
Very reddish. That kind of.
We went in there.
Mood light.
It was a mood light. Yeah, it was free going there. And the next door, they have like little cubicles where you can go.
It looked like a porn show, basically.
Yeah, no, but in that specific one, you just have cubicles where they show porn.
But if you walk to the end, there was a show going on. Because remember, that's where I was walking to.
An actual show.
Yeah, so carry on. So basically, there's like you said, the little cubicles where you can, like, I'd seen like this guy walked out with his partner. You could tell they've had the best time of their life. Yeah, so there's
cubicles where you can watch porn.
Yeah. So me being curious, there's like, if you go in, there's like two parts. Like, we had gone this part, we had looked about, like, just popped our head in. It's in black and white, by the way, because I'm that nosy. So we popped our head in and whatever. Then we've gone back here. At the end, it looked like there was a corner where it looked like there was sex show going on. I wanted to be nosy. I wanted to be curious. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to walk there. on my step there, on my duration there, less than 30 seconds, I'm walking, but I'm popping my head through each cubicle that's
okay,
open.
Okay.
I'm popping my head through each cubicle that's open.
I was thinking, maybe she's going to get to the point where...
As I've popped my head into the last cubicle before the turning I'm about to take, I see this man bashing himself up. This old white man
masturbating.
I get caught off guard. I was like, oh my god, because my man has left the door open, whereas everyone else that was in there shut the door.
So it's crazy. You're supposed to like close the door behind you, basically, and then you put money in and you get to see this show or whatever.
So I'm there,
and
like,
you get to do what you need to do.
And then I've just popped my head into, like, because like it's in black and white, like it doesn't show a full show, but it kind of shows you like little snippets. So I've popped my head in each, like as I'm walking down, like it's not like I'm missing one. Obviously, I can't pop my head in the one that's shut. As I've got into the last one before this turn, I'm like,
curiosity kills the cat.
Bro, I turn in and I just see my man doing all sorts. I say, oh my God, I'm gonna turn around.
I was gonna go.
She was getting ready to go. And then as I've turned around, I looked back, like, my man's turned around, is like, I said, me? Bearing in mind, yeah.
Yeah, it kills me every single time.
Bro, this man's like 60.
He said, come on, join me.
No, he had no shape. And then, like, in the process of...
He said, come and help me.
Oh, no, I was speechless. In the process of that, as I'm telling...
I could use a female statue.
No, as I was telling Melina, I've just seen the man just walk past and he's smiling at me because he knows I've just seen that. I was just like, oh, my God. I would never get that image out of my... Oh, I didn't even get to finish the destination. I was going. I said, let's go. I got given the live show before I got the chance to actually see what I want to see. So I'm there, like, I'm telling Melina, and then this man had the cheek to walk past us and smile at me. I said, I am some white, old, short man. Like, look like he's in his late 50s or early 60s. Greening had the cheek to tell me to come join him. He had the boldness not to shut the door he was in. Like, just shut the door. You paid for the video. Shut the door. And they're like, oh, nah.
But no one called you to be looking at no
one. I mean, I had gone, so it's left and right. I'd gone down the left, looked at everyone. I'm going to go down the right, look at everyone as well. You have to do what you do on the left to send to the right. So I was being nosy. Only being nosy because I wanted to see what's at the end. I didn't even get to go to the end. I don't know what's at the end. I still don't know.
It was a live show. Yeah, so I do like proper live shows, isn't it?
So I'm just like, man.
Maybe one.
No. I'm like, my man. Like, Bedrin.
That's hilarious.
I was like, Bedrin.
That will always be funny to me.
I was just like, she was like, no, you didn't. I said, like, I promise you, my man's in there doing stuff that the door should be shut doing. And he had a cheek. I was just there like, it's time to go. So we left. I was like, it's time to go.
Too traumatized that whole night.
Nah. I could not get out my head. And it's the cheek of you telling me to come.
He needs a woman's touch.
No, just close the door. You were already doing what you were doing. Touch. And he was clearly getting ready to finish. Touch. Nah, I was just there like, oh my God. So I told him to come. We've left. And then I was just like, yeah, it's the same time. So we just carried on walking the district. Didn't do anything much after that time.
We went back the same way.
Went to the hotel. We went out that time again. We did. Because ask me how I remember. Because Uncle, we met out on the night out.
We did a canal, a lake canal cruise.
Yeah,
which
so.
Which is very nice.
It's a nicer feel.
So if you just want to do a canal cruise once. I advise the evening one.
Yeah, it's really
I advise
nice.
The evening. It's the same thing as the morning one, but obviously you got the lights. It's just a little bit nicer. Or do like a sunset type one.
Yeah.
The day one's all right if that's what you need to do, but if you're going to spend the same money.
Do the night one. So we went out. That's the same night. I remember because the morning we were leaving, I saw my man from the club down there at the hotel because I remember telling you. That same uncle at the hotel, and he was Nigerian, and he was German. Yeah.
What club was this?
I don't remember, but we ended up going out.
I think we went to go out, but we didn't go anywhere.
Well, in this, we definitely went out because I remember seeing uncle.
From the first trip.
Because it was the far hotel. Because he was like, how are you guys going from here to Central? And I was like.
Yeah, that was the first trip.
Okay.
That was the first trip. So the first trip, we saw the same uncle. I was chatting to Tiwa at the hotel.
And he just caught me off guard. I was just there.
The second one, we intended to go out, but when we were out there, it was just wasn't popping like that.
It was because it was Halloween and we were just not feeling it.
We didn't go out that time. We're not really... party people like yeah. that. So but, like, just... but this trip as well, we went to a really nice restaurant. I did fish and chips.
Oh, yeah. My heart.
So we need to find out what the names
of this restaurant are. Because the fish and chips was really nice. I personally really liked the salad. She didn't. It had
like a cranberry sauce type yeah. to it. I liked it.
So I was like, okay, cool. We went. I don't know. We just started craving fish and chips, and we don't even crave fish and chips in London. So we're out there. We're just like, I really want some fish and chips.
But we both said we really want some fish.
And he was like, okay. We really went on a search. You won't believe it. We went on a search for fish and chips as well, because we came across a few restaurants that had it. But we was like, nah. I don't know what caught us with that one. We just said, yeah. Went in, sat down.
We just checked the menu.
Yeah, and then we're just like, yeah. And then on the Sunday, because that was Saturday. Then on Sunday, we had a midday flight as well. It wasn't early.
I think it was
early.
Quite early.
Was it? Probably, which... No. On the way home from the canal on that Saturday night, yeah, we had to catch the last coach back to the hotel.
The shuttle bus.
Shuttle bus, sorry. So we're there like... she needed to go to the toilet because you're in the toilet. But then I'm there... The short bus is in front of me. Malena's phone is dead. Oh, Lord, come and see me have an anxiety attack. Oh, my God.
This was probably like half past... The last one was half past midnight.
Yeah.
The last...
I had to tell my man to wait.
Because remember, we can't come at the train station when we get back. So we
had to get a shuttle bus.
No, we don't have to. We can get the cab. But
we still don't get a cab.
There was nowhere else for us to go, so we had to take this. So we got to the...
station at the right time.
At the right time, yeah.
And then Melanie needs to go to the toilet, but at the wrong time. So we're there. I was like, okay, go to the toilet. I was like, I'll wait for you here. As I'm waiting, the time's going. I don't know where she's going. Maybe the toilet was far, whatever. As I'm waiting, I said, cool. I'm starting walking to the shuttle bus. It's just me at this point. The guy's there. I said, please, can you wait? She's coming. She's like, so she's not there. So I've got in. I slash shouting, Marco.
Because my phone had died.
My phone was dead, so there was nowhere. So I'm shouting, Marco. She's shouting, I'm looking. I was like, ah, I'm Melanie.
No, I had your phone.
That's it. I didn't have my phone.
So she couldn't.
I had nothing.
I had your phone.
And I tried to do my Apple Watch. Nothing was working. So I'm there like, okay. So at some point, I was walking around shouting Malena. People probably thought I was crazy. Because we do Marco Polo. So I was walking around shouting Marco. And I'm looking, my man's looking at me. I was like, oh no, I promise you. Like, yeah. She's going
so
to make it.
She came to look for me. She's like, let me just go back to the shuttle bus.
And then I see her.
And then I thought, I was thinking, shit, where is this girl? I've got her phone. I'm like, I said, you know what? She'll meet me. My thought is she'll just meet me at the shuttle.
Yeah.
Like, so we both have to.
Because I got there early and I told my man to wait, so I went back to try and look for her, but I didn't want to go all the way to the toilet.
Like, we're both just gonna
have to meet her. We know.
And then as I'm there, she's there.
I was just there like at the time I was begging bus driver was like, she's got 5 minutes. I said, Bedrin, I'm trying. I'm trying to do like, you know when you do like the find my iPhone through.
I'm trying to ping the thing.
I tried the same thing. Yeah, I'm trying to ping the thing. I'm like, I can't have this much Apple stuff and none of it gets through to you. And I'm there like, and I'm trying to do everything and it's just like, oh, stop it. But I don't know, as I've gone, I didn't want to go too far because I didn't want to lose my man before he started driving. So I'm like stepping in and out.
Yeah, he needs to see her to know that we're still coming on the bus.
So I was got there and it was just end up being us on the bus because so he had no choice but to wait. So I said, thank you because I don't have time for it. I was like, her and toilet
is always something.
They're like, oh Lord have mercy. But yeah, we made it, we got back to the hotel, slept, and then we had breakfast and went back on the Sunday.
So this trip was it was still different to the first one.
Yeah, because we didn't do the same thing.
Yeah,
I think the only thing we did that was the same with Dungeon
and the canal.
Yeah, well, no, but the canal was different. So, yeah,
like it was the same place but two different trips in the sense of what we did.
Two different memories.
And we were able to do more things this time or different things even this time.
Mm-hmm.
And even though our main mission of getting high completely failed this time round, and we said we are not going to do this. Ever, I spent so much money on drugs that
it was awful. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, even though I personally, before I go damn again, I have to go somewhere else in the city before I go damn again. That's what I say.
I don't. Yeah. Not with my money, I would be going damn.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't see
myself
going
damn. Let's go damn. I said to do what?
Yeah, it's nothing.
Like, what do you want to go do? I can tell
damn
you.
Damn is no for
done.
One thing.
If there's something else that's you want that you can suggest for me to do, let's go. But if it's gonna be the same thing I've done already, I don't wanna go. I'm not gonna go there to.
Do the repeat the same thing?
It's not like I'm going to get high again because...
We've got a story for that one of us getting high in London.
Yeah. So
that was
that's
a
what I'm
hot
saying. I came back to
mess.
London and I got humbled.
No, we got no, but that was a year later.
Yeah, no, but I got humbled.
Yeah.
That's when I realized
if was
it's
a
done,
hot
if it's
mess.
Cooked that and properly,
oh,
it will catch you. I was humbled. I was very humbled.
She was humbled, I was more than humbled because
we haven't told that story yet.
Never told that story because that story there, I think if we didn't have the friends we had, we would have lost friends. We've lost two friends. Yeah. And yeah, that we'll give you a story for time for that. And even I think we should do that like a short clip.
Maybe.
Depends. But yeah, so that one there.
But yeah, so that's Amsterdam for you.
Yes, both part one and part two.
Yeah, we did. So in this trip, we ate very nice fish and chips.
Yeah, went back to our same restaurant.
Yeah, we went to the Dan and Dungeon again. It was about 10 euros each.
Zoo.
Camel Cruise, another like maybe 10, 15 euros each. Yeah. Went to the zoo. The zoo was a bit on the pricier side.
It was like close to 20, 30 each.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a very big zoo. You got an aquarium in there as well. Got elephants, giraffes,
butterflies,
tigers.
Butterflies fin as well. Because I remember going through like the little
You got tigers, lions, so it's a lot. That's the last zoo I went to because I'm like, I don't like it.
Because
ever since then, I've just said I don't want to go to another zoo again.
Yeah, we did that.
It just looks sad.
And then we did the escape room. I hear what you mean.
Yeah.
And then we did the escape room.
Which I recommend.
We did the red light district.
Which I also recommend.
Yeah. And then there's also the little place you can take a picture of, like with the beater. That's really, it's just really cute. It's like what? Different, like the little place next to the little, I call it a pawn shop, but next to the little pawn shop.
Oh, yeah. It was a pink. Maybe it's called a pink museum.
Probably. I don't remember, but yeah, you could do that. That's really cute. You could just take bare pictures. Yeah. Like if you're a content creator and want to take pictures, you can do that there. Or
it
you
was
just
free
take a picture.
For us because we paid to go to the sex museum and they gave us a ticket to go there.
Oh, yeah. Then that. Yeah, so we did that. And then if you want to experience what I experienced, go next door. Literally next door, you see the little show people. And pop your head in.
Yeah.
Pop your head
and
in.
And have your live
If you're interested, entertain yourself. But yeah, that was a trip for damn.
What else did we do then?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it feels like because
you got the crepes, you got the
because we like to do 10 toes on holiday. We lose a lot of weight than we do in London because we 10 toes everywhere. So we just walk about and you kind of just get to enjoy the vibe and enjoy the scenery.
Depending on where, I advise to get a hotel near.
Yeah.
If you've got the budget to get in Central, I say get in Central because a lot of things is in Central and driving in Central is a myth.
Yeah, there's no point.
You have to like, there's a lot of rules because Holland itself is known for cycling.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cyclists. So being able to drive there is quite hard. So if you don't want to be catching on transport, then I say just get a hotel in Central if you can. If not, just get close by.
Transport
is very, very good.
I personally like getting the train. You kind of just get to see things. Like, I personally didn't mind
it. And it's a very good transport system.
I personally didn't mind it. So I'd recommend, like, even staying far out of where we did for part one, don't do what I did for part two.
And if you do part two, then make sure you get a travel card that takes you outside of Amsterdam.
Yeah, and then do that. But, yeah, that's been the part two of Amsterdam. Miss anything that you can think of? No.
Let's edit this one out.
But that's been part two of Amsterdam. So we clearly would recommend it if we went twice because there's no other place we've been twice so far. So we'd recommend it if we went twice. So on that note, this has been another episode of TCP Holidays of Amsterdam Part 2. It's been your host, Tiwa.
And yours truly, Milen Sophia. Love and guidance.
We out.
Oh,